All righty. Continuing now with a deep dive. Continuing now with a deep dive on Rashida Tlaib and all the rest. You see, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar have set their sights on attacking Israel and these tropes and everything else. And they continue at it because they've not been held to account for it. Nobody holds them to account. They were called up. Originally, there were some things put forth that would have, maybe held them to account. But instead of getting anything worth anything out of Congress, we ended up with basically, we want world peace. And that doesn't really work. That doesn't hold them to account. It just empowers them to go further, to do more, to be destructive. And so I dug deeper for you. And here's what I came up with. First of all, the polling numbers. The polling numbers are abysmal for these folks. Now, this goes back to July. Just to remind you, this is of July 14th of this year. Here's what was found in polling numbers. Ocasio-Cortez, the leader of the squad, if you will, by many, the captain of the squad, recognized by 75% of Americans, but only 22% had a favorable view of her. That according to Axios. Now, I'm sure she's remained about the same. I'm thinking that Ilhan Omar might be better known now. She was recognized by 53% of the people asked, just 9%. Just 9% of the people asked gave her a favorable rating. Why does this matter? Here's why it matters. I spoke to a good friend of mine yesterday. She has been a lifelong Democrat and the most recent person I've spoken to about this. And I asked her about these things. Normally, we do not discuss politics. Lifelong Democrat, never voted for a Republican for president or any other high office. I said, I want to take a moment and ask you about these things. She said, fine. When it comes to Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the things going on, what are your thoughts? She said, I am sickened. I'm rethinking everything. I am embarrassed. It is a deal breaker. These are comments from a woman who is in her 50s, Jewish, and a lifelong Democrat. She said it's the silence from the Democrat Party that she finds completely appalling. And then she said this. Trump is the best friend the Jewish people have right now. In fact, he's the only friend they have right now. Can you imagine that? That a lifelong Democrat, a Jewish woman who has never voted for a Republican for president in her life, says it's a deal breaker. She said she's considering voting for Donald Trump in 2020 because of the antics and the games played by the squad, by Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Here's why it really matters. In the state of Arizona, won by a very, very narrow margin by Hillary Clinton, the Jewish population is 1.5%. 110,000 Jewish people living in Arizona. Of those, let's say, for example, about half are of voting age, maybe more. There's your election for Arizona. Colorado, the population is 1.8%, 105,000. Take half of that, 55,000 of voting age. There's your election in Colorado. Other states with Jewish populations of significance in this election, Florida at 3%. Michigan, small but significant at 90,000, just about 1%. Minnesota, also just shy of 1% at 0.8%, but 45,000 Jewish people living in Minnesota, in Ilhan Omar's state. The reason this matters is because these states were so close. that a shift of 10 or 15 or 20,000 votes, that can be the whole program, right? That's the whole game. Nevada, interestingly enough, 2.5% of the population is Jewish, 76,000 people. Nevada was won by Hillary Clinton by just 23,000 votes. You can do the math. New Hampshire, 10,000. New Hampshire won by Hillary Clinton by just 2,800 votes. And then I throw out a dark horse just for sport. I'll get to that in a second. First, Virginia, 2% at 150,000. Pennsylvania, 2.3% at 300,000. And then a dark horse just for fun, just for sport. All right? New Jersey, over 6% of the population is Jewish. 550,000, give or take. And if the Jewish people and the Jewish voters continue to be insulted, denigrated, attacked, and Israel continues to be denigrated, insulted, attacked, this right here could be enough to swing the election of 2020. Donald Trump being the president that moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Donald Trump being the one who has been a staunch defender and protector of Israel. I'm telling you, my friends, this right here could be the game changer for 2020. One of a few, but this could be key. How do Jewish voters look at the Democrat Party today with everything they're seeing on television and everything they're hearing from the Democrat Party and sometimes not hearing from the Democrat Party? Let that marinate for a little bit, would you? We'll continue this conversation in just a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.